Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 7:03 on Friday morning. And it's time for something very special. Oh. And it goes like this. Woo!
On Friday.
Oh, no. Where's Yuzi?
Again the weekend.
You didn't plan that properly.
I guess I didn't tell her we were doing it.
She has no bra on today, too. We should.
I know.
So this is a day.
Hey, Hooman, any idea where Yuzi's at?
None of us. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Hey, what was the Instagram post you were going to put up?
No, don't. Do the thing. Do the song. Let me finish
the
post.
I can't do it until All right, finish the post. Go ahead.
What's the post of?
I don't even know. Remember he said I was going to have you come to me tomorrow as soon as we get to the next break.
I thought that was about him telling us that he went to bed early.
No, but he went home and he was posting something on our social media. He was getting it ready, but apparently it hasn't been hashtagged enough.
But it somehow relates to him being so accommodating this morning, too, so I don't...
Right.
But he worked on it last night, and he's still working on it now.
Well, listen, these things take two. What do you think? It's just happened? Or have you seen our posts on Alice
973? I posted last night, and it took half a second.
Yeah.
Like, really half a second.
Mm. Well, listen, ours, we're pedantic by comparison.
I don't think to choose a filter... I'm a non-filter
guy. I don't choose a filter. I don't hashtag anything.
No.
Or if I do choose a filter, I choose like the one right next to the...
All right, I'm ready.
Oh my God.
All right.
This is so exciting.
So everyone, go to the Alice973 Instagram. I just posted a pic of Sarah and Yuzette because we're supporting the Warriors on their playoff run, everybody.
You weren't working on this last night.
Yeah, what were you...
I was working on everything this morning. So busy this morning.
So the story about last night really was just that you went home and went to bed?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not that the opportunity was there. When you get sleep, you're more awake, and you're more on.
Huh,
and
that's weird. That's why you're so on today.
That's why you're so accommodating. Yeah, yeah.
I get it. You're an...
Thanks. Don't play that.
Do it.
And then he shoves a First Republic bank in there? What is that?
So on my Instagram, there's this organization called the Basic Fund. And they provide partial tuition scholarships for low-income families so they can afford the cost of tuition.
There's no shame in charity, you guys. No shame in
charity. So I got to attend their gala yesterday. And I put up a picture. Because the Basic Fund is making a difference.
Wait, I thought you went home and went to bed. You went to a gala last night?
No, it was a lunch.
Oh,
a gala luncheon.
Oh, my God.
That's
you guys
pretty advanced.
It.
Anyway.
You know what's advanced? I have four different kind of bells here. There's this one. There's this one.
To the Basic Fund.
This one.
You've got the little NBC one, too.
We know you got four. We can hear them, bro. You don't have to tell us. Anyway, if you want to see...
And Vinny's just pounding his one
bell.
The pic
of me at the Basic Fund, it's on Hooman TV. If you want to see Sarah and Yuzette supporting the Warriors, it's
By the
Alice,
way, where the hell is Yuzette?
Where is Yuzette? We've been stalling this whole time waiting for her to come
Alice
back.
Alice973 Instagram, supporting the Warriors.
Brought to you by...
The shirt
First
that they're...
National... The First Republic Bank.
First Republic Bank. The shirt that they're wearing is "We Are Women, Hear Us Roar."
Yeah, Roracle. Hear us roar. Roracle. Get it, you guys? Roracle.
Oh. All right, use that, Siri. Do it.
What just happened? I was downstairs visiting Chewy, and then I went down to 95.
No one's here. No one's mentally here.
She's trying to get another gig.
All right, hit it.
Do it. What? We started it and you weren't here. Oh.
Curse the person that found that t-shirt for Yuzi.
Why? This one right here, Hear Us Roar?
Yeah. It covers too much.
It's No Bra Friday, by the way, ladies.
Are we being recorded?
I don't know.
I don't know. Are we on?
Here we go. But that's how it goes. Millions of people.
All right.
Living
that's
as
it?
Fools.
Isn't it? I mean.
What do you mean that's it? It was like 10 minutes long.
Plus 5 minutes of stalling waiting for Yuzette to get back.
What?
Someone's sitting on the couch. Is that your friend?
Oh. Is that our intern?
Yeah.
Right. Come here, intern girl.
Oh.
She's from 95.7.
She's an intern from another station.
From another station. Hi, girl.
Hi. Sorry you had to see that.
I know. She's wearing her shark's hat, though.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
I'm going to start with some serious news. This is brought to you by Nugget Market.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah, this is horrible news that just came in during the last break. Will Ferrell has been in a pretty serious accident. He was riding in an SUV that got flipped over in a two-car accident last night. He and two others were rushed to a hospital for treatment. This happened in Orange County on the I-5 around 11 o'clock last night. Will was one of three passengers. It was a chauffeur-driven SUV, and hopefully they all had their seatbelts on. Witnesses say they got sideswiped by another car. It's unclear what injuries he... I do have a photograph of him being loaded into an ambulance. He looks disheveled. But he is on his phone, so he's at least cogent and functioning. There was another woman in the vehicle they're saying was more seriously injured. A witness on the scene says this person was bleeding profusely on the scene. Will's reps, let's see, reached out. This is TMZ. They've reached out to Will Ferrell's reps for an update on his condition. He was apparently on his way back from a Funny or Die event outside San Diego, where he appeared as Ron Burgundy. So we'll update that if we get anything additional, but, you know, pretty serious story. I guess the whole thing flipped. Yesterday I saw Isle of Dogs.
Oh, you did go.
I loved it.
I love that movie, too, and I'm not even a dog person.
Yeah. No, me either. I don't even like dogs.
You know what?
I like them now.
Isle of Dogs. I love dogs. I love dogs.
I love dogs. Oh, isn't that cute? It's a, you know, I've actually seen some conflicting reviews on this.
It has 93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
You know, I can see why. I thought it was delightful.
It was
funny. It's adorable.
That moment when he throws the stick and the dog's like, I'm only getting this for you because I feel bad for you. And then he hugs him and the dog's heart melts. I was like, that's great filmmaking.
Great filmmaking.
And listen, it had everything I love in a Wes Anderson movie. It has lists of things. It has itemized things in like a bento box. I mean, it was so excellent. I loved it.
That movie had one incredibly brilliant line.
What
I'm
going
to say it to you. No one else is going to get it unless you've seen it. But when, you know, the moment happens where the main dog finds his brother and he says, was I the runt of the litter? He says, not anymore.
It's so excellent.
So excellent!
It's excellent. I really just, and I mean, look, what I love about Wes Anderson films is that they have this underlying charm where you... Even when it's like something crazy happening, like you find yourself with just this big fat smile on your face. Like I just loved it. And it wasn't too long. It was way under 2 hours.
In the moment where they're speaking Japanese with no subtitles, didn't mind it at all.
You don't mind. You get the idea. And a lot of it is translated. So
yeah, a lot of it is.
I just thought it was excellent. Really, really good. So Bill Murray's in that. I'm not sure which dog he plays.
He's one of the ones that helps the Japanese boy find.
One of the... Gang of Five.
Yeah, he's one of the guys.
So Bill Murray, and he comes up in the news today. He did an interview with Willie Geist. The whole thing's going to air on Willie's show this Sunday on NBC. But basically, one of the kind of cute takeaways that, of course, you know, Bill Murray, who's like the guy who drops in at barbecues or will crash your wedding, he's really difficult to get a hold of. He doesn't have an agent. He doesn't have a publicist. He just is his own guy, and he has an 800 number that if you want to get a hold of him, you have to leave a message on his 800 number. In this interview, he said he does have an actual cell phone because he has kids.
Mm.
And he said, you know, they won't answer the phone. So I text them, and then they text me back. So if you have children, you end up having to be able to send messages. They won't answer a phone call, but they will respond to messages. So you got to be able to send a message. But for business, it is still just the 800 number. It's just him. No agent, no publicist, no lawyer. So what does it take for him to call you back? He said, well, you want manners. There's got to be manners involved. So I guess if you call up and you yell at him, it's not
What's
gonna,
the number?
They don't give the number.
Human, find it.
Yeah, see if you can find
Bill Murray's
800 number.
All right.
We'll just tell him how much we enjoyed him in Isle of Dogs. I love dogs.
Hear it?
I do. Now that you said it, I'll never unhear it. Let's see. The It movie, they did the movie It, based on the Stephen King book with Pennywise the Clown. They did the version with the children, and now they are putting together the sequel, which is 27 years later or whatever, however many years have to go by, where all the adults come back and
Should we talk
put
about
Pennywise
the,
down for good. Go ahead.
Do you think they're going to do the scene that Vinny mentioned on the air? At the very end of the book.
No, because that would
it's
have
2018.
Been...
2018.
And it would have been in the kid version.
Oh, that would have been in the kid? I thought that's at the end of the book.
It is, but in the book, the story weaves back and forth from the older kids, the grown-ups, to the young to their younger versions of themselves. So it weaves back and forth as they're remembering. Because they don't remember what the hell happened. Like, something has happened to them. Where they didn't even remember that any of this stuff. They remembered very little about their childhood until the call came that they had to go back. It was almost like a protection thing. Mm. So I have some of the casting. James McAvoy is going to play the grown-up version of Bill Denbrough. I like James McAvoy. I think he's great. He's the leader of the so-called Losers Club. And Bill Hader from SNL, who has a show now on HBO, maybe Netflix. He is going to be in the cast as Richie Tozier.
Oh,
he's the smart ass.
The DJ.
Yes. Oh, yeah, right, because he becomes a morning DJ. So that's...
I don't remember that.
He's actually... It's not mornings, but he does a morning type show.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
But he's that guy.
Lots
he's
of voices.
Voices and... Right.
Right. So that is the kid... the person who played the child version of Richie Tozier was Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things in the first movie. Jessica Chastain is going to play Beverly Marsh as a grown-up.
It's perfect.
Agreed. And Bill Skarsgård, of course, is going to come back as Pennywise the Clown. All the kids will be back, too, in flashback scenes. So I don't know if they pre-shot those, knowing what they would need for this new movie, because God knows kids change a lot. The movie is going to be out September of 2019. So we have a year and a half, but they've begun the casting.
It's
and
April.
Yeah, so a year and a half or okay. so.
Bill Hader's TV series is called Barry on HBO.
Barry, okay. When you are a weatherman and you
You're going to play this?
Yes, hell yeah, I am. If you're in California, it's great. Like, pretty much most of the time, you get up there and you go, hey, man, it's going to be a little wind.
And when you're wrong, nobody really gives a crap.
They're apparently. Like, whatever, you know. Sometimes it must get a little depressing, like, say, in February when it's been 2 months of rain and you're telling everyone yet again more rain is on the way. But if you live in, I don't know, what is this, Indiana?
No, Chicago, I thought.
Oh, because they're showing all the temperatures on the other side. Well, I don't know where he is. Okay, let's call it Chicago. It's cold there. And they have a long winter. Long, hard winter. Mm-hmm. And... when you're on a morning show and every half an hour, and this is a TV morning show, mm-hmm. every half an hour or so, you got to go give an update. And everyone moans and groans after. It must get to you.
West Michigan.
Oh, West Michigan. All right. So Gary Frank is the meteorologist at Fox 17. Oh, there it is. Grand Rapids, Michigan. He went on a rant. I could have looked at the story. Instead, I was busy doing my setup about how much nicer it must be to be a weatherman in California.
Right. Okay.
So he was mad, or it seemed like it. I don't know. He doesn't quite go completely over.
Play the next part.
Okay. Yeah. So now,
wait.
Now he walks off screen.
Yeah.
They're playing the logo, and now they flash back.
Traffic guy.
Traffic guy.
So the traffic guy, they show an overhead shot of, like, I don't know, roads or whatever they do. The guy just pokes his head in from the side. He's like, is it over?
You know, when we went upstairs to do a segment on K-Pix here in San Francisco, market number 4 in America, and there was no one running anything. Roberta at the time is miking me for my segment. She's right. Gonna, I'm going to reach up your shirt. I'm like, okay.
Good morning to you, too.
You can imagine what's going on there in Grand Rapids. There must be, what, a VCR on a tripod? God.
It is pretty. It's so
You're running your own
funny.
Graphics. Yeah.
Right. Click. So anyway, that's Gary Frank.
Oh, Gary.
By the end, he's given up and throws out phrases. Here's some wind. Some
he's going to National this weekend, everyone.
Right. Oh, my God. So anyway, can we put that up on like our Facebook page or something?
Sure, Sarah.
It's already up. I already did it.
Oh, nice job. That is one. Good job. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
How do you
so
do
much.
It every time?
How do you do it, Hooman?
Good night's sleep.
Yeah. It's not every time. It's only when he sleeps.
You should try sleeping more. You're on fire today.
Thanks.
Sure. Just really quickly, I'm doing this one for Vinny. Happy Friday, Vinny. Can you pull up a picture of Becca M.? From this past season of The Bachelor.
Becca M.
Becca Martinez is her name. And I want to say she is the one who went missing and they found her like on a pot farm in Humboldt County. I believe she's from this area. She went missing. Her mom reported her missing because she didn't have cell phone service or reception up there. And she's a little cutie. She's only maybe, I don't know, 4'11". And she's really young.
The girl from... she's got the short brown hair.
Yep. She's a little sassy girl.
What's that girl's name?
I don't know.
We love her. You love her.
I do?
Yeah, she's on, oh man, the Claire Danes show. She plays the
Homeland,
wife.
Homeland.
Oh, you saying Marina Baccarin?
Yeah, she looks like her.
Baccarin.
Baccarin.
Yes, that's who she looks like.
Baccalacalac. She looks almost, I can definitely see that, especially in that picture, but she almost looks like more like she should be a little redhead or something. Like she's a little bit freckly. She's really young. She's 22. And that was one of the reasons that Ari, who's 36 or so, decided against him. He really liked her. And she was cute. She had a good personality, and she was even too young to be the next Bachelorette, because I actually thought she would have been a good choice for that, but she's just so young. So she's 23 now. And
now she's ready for marriage.
Yes, apparently. No, she's fighting back against the preconceived notions of how a woman should groom herself when it comes to body hair.
Oh, wow. So she likes Bush.
She does.
I'm a big fan.
She says, I don't shave my armpits when I don't feel like it. I just don't really care. And also, I don't see why I should need to. She does shave her legs, though, mostly because she gets weird looks from people when she doesn't. She says she's always been pretty hairy. She used to be insecure about it. Getting over that hang-up has been liberating. If someone doesn't like me because of my body hair, F them. I mean, if we really want to get real about it, look at my arms. I have very hairy arms. I have a freaking happy trail. It's just the way I was made. I can't help it. Of course, the happy trail, as many of us know, leads from the belly button down.
Yeah.
And she calls it natural foliage, and she's not into deforestation. She says, I don't know where the social expectation came from that I was supposed to shave down there. I do not want red razor bumps all over my lady parts, and I do not want to be with a man who expects me to do so. I'd rather have the hair, and I want to look like a woman, not an 11-year-old girl.
I never have subscribed to that. If a person shaves their hair off, they're 11 now all of a sudden. Maybe that's just I refuse to.
Maybe it's because she would actually look 11.
Maybe
if it was,
for
she's
her,
very
yeah,
young.
I can't say. But
oh, so you're in puberty. Okay. Or not quite yet in puberty.
I always think it's more about, can you get a clean shave or will you have those red razor bumps?
Right.
That's
Well, if you
not
shave
good.
All the time, the red bumps will go away.
They do?
But they do, actually, oh. Yeah. But a lot of people get it lasered for that exact reason. You know, let's just get that. Let's
and
just
have bumps
kill that.
Up their own.
Oh, there she is, braless. She's got a whole hippie thing going on.
Oh, totally.
I'm good with hair pie, though, so,
yeah.
You know.
So I thought that you might enjoy
that would be, that's not stopping me.
Give me a slice of that pie.
I'm all in.
All right, what's coming up in the news?
A guy who tried to help his Uber driver and wound up losing his legs.
Is that a no good deed goes unpunished situation?
Also, kissing.
Oh, I love
after
kissing.
These.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the Friday morning, Friday the 13th fest.
is brought to you by Champions for Change. We are looking for summer interns. Email Uzette, U-Z-E-T-T-E, at RadioAlice.com. And spend the summer with us. It's really fun. You have to get up really early, though.
So we're going to lose this group? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
We've just gotten to know them, though.
You know.
I know. We'll see. I might hire her.
Yeah, a couple of them might actually wind up with jobs here.
Soleil might be staying.
Yeah. Yeah, she might turn into a board op and start her radio career right here at the Alice. It happens for interns, and that could be you. We're looking for summer interns. Use that, U-Z-E-T-T-E, at RadioAlice.com. Want to change your lifestyle? Let Champions for Change help you. Visit cachampionsforchange.net for fun ways to be active and discover recipes that are healthy and delicious.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in
Berkeley.
Here's what's happening. So the Sharks won last night 3-0. Their next game is tomorrow at 7:30.
Go Sharks.
The Warriors play the Spurs in the first round, and that begins tomorrow at noon.
Warriors.
Also, don't forget, Naked Gardening Day, May 5th, Sarah.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. May 5th?
On Cinco de Mayo?
Looks like it. Yep.
So, Naked Gardening with shots of tequila.
Woo! Yay!
Let's get loose out here. Crank the music.
It's actually has its own webpage. It's World Naked Gardening Day, WNGD.org.
There you go.
I won't be doing that. It's too dirty.
That's crazy.
You work out naked in the naked gym, but you won't do it.
I don't work out naked, Vinny. I know you like to think that, but I don't do that. No, I won't.
Oh, wow. The website
Take a look here.
It's not good.
It's great, I think.
It's a lot of fun that is.
That are naked or gardening.
Well, nothing against Sarah's age, but I mean.
There you go. Hey.
Hey, look at that old guy's wang.
I know. Yikes.
Boy, that thing is hanging low.
It looks like, is that Steve Carell from The Office?
I don't know, but he's dressed, isn't he?
No, he is.
No.
I can't see the...
Those are bushes.
Oh, he's close. I see.
Those are
got
bushes.
Oh,
fun.
That's funny. Yeah. I wouldn't even look good as that old lady.
Somebody send Sarah the link to that.
No.
Homan?
Not happening.
You want me to put it on your Facebook wall?
Yeah, sure. Do that.
Do it.
Hey, there's an interesting...
I don't go on Facebook.
I mean, this thing is so packed full of interesting facts, but they say... Second only to swimming, gardening is at the top of the list of family-friendly activities people are most ready to consider doing nude.
Really?
You swim naked with your family back in the day?
No.
Yeah, you did.
Just click around on the site, see if you get comfortable with the idea. Maybe something will, you know, catch your interest. Why get those clothes dirty? You don't want to get your gym clothes dirty, but you'll get those clothes dirty?
Those clothes get dirty all the time.
Down with laundry. Think about how much
seems
less
like a
laundry
sunburn
you'll have to
ready
do.
Waiting to happen.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
On my tender bits. I don't need that.
All right. So this story is no good.
Oh, no.
It's a bummer. 23. It's young.
Oh, no.
Really young. A 23-year-old man in California who lost both of his legs in a traffic accident is suing Uber after claiming they're responsible for the incident.
Oh, what happened?
Brendan Brock claims he was helping his Uber driver push his broken-down car onto the shoulder of the freeway in Orange County after it had run out of gas when someone hit him from behind, crushed both of his legs, and they had to be taken off.
Oh.
The incident occurred March 7th. After the 2016 Jeep Compass that Brock was riding in ran out of gasoline, the driver, Lopez, Gregory Lopez, now referred to as Lopez from here forward, coasted toward the right shoulder, but the car stalled in one of the freeway lanes before they got across the freeway. Brendan Brock and Lopez both jumped out of the car and began to push the vehicle. Of course, the driver stayed up by the steering wheel.
Mm-hmm. And he's behind the car.
He got behind the car as another car then lost control and hit Brock from behind.
Oh, that's so awful.
Both of the plaintiff's legs required amputation due to the severity of the crushing injuries. At 23. Strong young dude.
Oh, that's awful.
The driver.
What a tragedy.
Put this kid in that situation. According to the lawsuit.
Yes.
There's been a GoFundMe page created for Brendan. It looks like they've been able to raise about $100,000 since the incident.
What does he want from Uber?
But he's suing Uber. Let me see if I have it all here.
They'll wind up paying on this, won't they? That feels like...
I don't know. It doesn't... I don't think Uber's that far.
They've named Uber the driver, Gregory Raymond Lopez, Uber's insurance carrier.
Yeah. Does it say a dollar amount?
It doesn't. I don't have that here.
Well, I'm sure it's
I would
in the
imagine
millions.
It's got to be...
100 million.
Big number. Here's a picture of the family. There's the boy. Young man. Strapping guy. 23.
No one made him do that.
Well, sometimes it's instinct.
I have
absolutely seen someone broken down at a light, pulled my car over, pulled the brake, jumped out, and pushed someone's car to safety. I've done that a bunch of times.
Well, and when you're sitting in a car and you're in the highway lane, I mean, he probably did think, we got to move this car to someplace safer.
You jump out and you do it. You just think, I'm going to help this person. I'm not going to sit here. Like, I actually don't have the mentality that is, I'm paying for this ride. I'm not helping.
Right.
You push. I would think we're in the road. Everyone's trying to get someplace. Let's get out of the way.
Right.
That's what I think. And that's the same thing I think when I see someone broken down. I think I'm going to help you real quick because you're clogging up the road.
What time of day did this happen?
Let me see if I have
that. Is the other driver at fault at all? Or was it just like a nighttime thing? The brake wasn't engaged, so they just saw taillights and didn't realize it was basically a stopped car.
Oh, no. The other driver is being sued as well.
Oh.
Jonathan Tavita. Is being sued. There's a bunch of people named in the lawsuit, so it looks like they're mad.
Well, as the kid lost his legs.
And they're firing at everybody who they can think of.
Well, in the end, that's just the biggest tragedy is no matter what he gets out of anybody, everything or nothing, he doesn't get his legs back.
Right. So what does he get?
$5 million.
That's not enough.
$10 million. Is that enough?
It's Uber money. It does.
It'll matter. Maybe it will matter to a jury. I don't know. That's just, it's tragic. What an awful
You don't
story.
Think he gets anything, Yuzi?
I'm not saying anything.
You don't think it's Uber's fault, though?
I don't.
You know how much Uber's worth?
$1.2
billion. $70
billion. $70 billion?
As of 2015. So they're worth more now.
I mean, sure. It's America.
Yeah.
Sue
Everybody
them.
Gets their payday.
Sad.
It is sad.
Super sad. A billionaire says he has enough support to ask Californians if they want to divide the nation's most populous state into three states.
Which billionaire? What's his name?
Venture capitalist Tim Draper.
Oh, I know Tim.
You know Tim?
Yeah. He's been wanting to do this for a while.
I thought they wanted to do like five states.
Yeah, that's what he originally wanted to do. Now he wants to do three. He's really hung up on this.
He plans to deliver more than 600,000 signatures next week to be verified by California Secretary of State. It's a lot more than he needed to get it on the ballot. In recent years, it looks like this has failed to reach voters, even though, as you say, he's been trying to get this on the ballot for a while now. He's proposing we create California, Northern California, and Southern California. However, residents could decide the names after the vote and the split. You know, is
what
is
benefit
approved.
Would that be to the problem? Is that
it
I
would
think
weaken it, the Democratic Party for sure?
Why would it weaken it?
Because if you divide the state strategically, you could make one of the three be a really red state. And you wouldn't get
all
the electoral
votes. Well, I was thinking,
because
there's definitely all the agricultural stuff, like as much money as there is in this area and parts of Los Angeles, there are some very poor cities in California. And I wonder if a lot of those would get grouped together, like the middle of the state. Like where are these lines? I don't know. Do we need to do this?
No, we don't. This is what Tim wants to do. What's up, Tim?
It's unlikely.
It'd be nice if we could, you know, separate from the whole union. Hey, Tim.
How many people?
50.
200. I say 200.
Okay.
5,000. 5,000.
Okay, 5,000. All right.
5,000?
350,000, Bob.
Oh, okay.
Poor Anita. Wait, what? 350,000?
Yes, sir.
All right. Anita's fine. Johnny V. Jesus.
They're out my window, Vinny.
It's a long line.
How many people will you kiss before you find the one?
Oh. Oh.
350,000?
All right, 350.
Yeah, about 350.
No, it's what? For this kind of story, it's gonna be some dumb number. Right. Like
350?
Yeah. I bet you it's gonna be like 25.
A lot of kissing.
Do you think you've made out with 350 people?
No, I don't. 342, probably. Like that.
So it's in the range.
I don't know, a couple hundred maybe.
Well, I gotta think about that. Hold on.
Yeah, I made out with a lot of people.
I'm well
I
over
a
100.
Oh.
I'd say I'm close to 200.
Mm. I would say you're over 200.
Oh, snap.
Well, a lot of times you're having a fun night and you're
but
find someone
to
make out with.
That number on the Secret Show the other day,
oh.
I was like, oh.
Cone of
no,
shame.
I didn't
ding.
Say
cone of shame.
She,
no,
one of my favorites.
Shame. You too.
Is the lady? There's a lady on the Secret Show. I can't tell the story, but that's so, it's one of my favorite stories.
Oh, that is a fantastic story.
You know the one?
Wait, what story?
I believe I know the one you're referring.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Who's the lady?
We can't say it. We can't say it because it's a Secret Show.
Can't she allude to like?
No, you can't. You should wear a cone too, just for saying that.
Everyone,
is this the one?
Oh no, that's not the one I was thinking.
Oh,
about.
That's the one.
What are you thinking about? Yeah.
That was pretty funny too.
Oh no, I wasn't thinking about
she
that.
She was
either.
Like, "Yeah, he just started making out with me." No, go with it.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah,
it's I was funny. Thinking of... Oh no!
Oh,
this is the one.
Cone,
where?
This is the one where the lady called in.
You gotta listen to our Secret Show, man. All our secrets are all on there.
That I was there that night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
When is the best?
Around.
Nothing's ever going to kick
According to
down.
A new study, the average woman's going to kiss 22 people before they find the one. You know,
25.
As I tease this, you go, oh, I love making out, but you don't even kiss John. You're all, we don't do that anymore.
We don't make out like that. When we're doing it, sometimes we make out a little bit. But I'm not going to just sit around making out. We're either going to go do it or we're not. Yeah. Make out.
The average woman will kiss 22 people before she finds the one, and the average man will kiss 25.
Hmm. That is a lie.
I wonder. Oh, do you think it's a lie?
Yeah, you start making out pretty early.
Those numbers must be higher if you're in the closet, right? Because you've made out with someone for like all these people, and then you go, I'm gay.
Maybe.
Duh! Yeah. And then you got to start over.
Right.
So the numbers are double. Now I got to make out with a bunch of chicks or a bunch of dudes.
Right.
Whatever your sex may be.
Maybe. Some people know early on. Waste their time making out with someone of the opposite sex.
Do gay guys make out with each other?
Probably.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, you think so?
Oh,
yeah,
Bryn?
Absolutely.
Tell us more,
Bryn.
You see it. What are you talking about? It's like...
Well, right. You see people kiss, but I'm talking about...
Making out,
like
yeah.
Guys with each other and... might be more likely to be all, you know what to do. You know.
No, they make... I've seen... That all over the city, sure. Of course. Yeah,
that's the perk of dudes with dudes, though, is they can just say stuff and the other guy won't be offended. He'll be like, "Yeah, okay."
All right. That's what I was hoping for.
You were right about that.
Forget about being polite. Let's just get
to the point.
Seems easier,
right? Oh my god!
And then we'll watch a football game. All right, high five. Let's go.
Make me some tacos.
Romance. Shut it.
Bromance.
The average age when you meet the person you'll settle down with is?
25.
27.
Oh.
And that's after the average of 5 relationships that end badly.
Mm. Well, it's good that you learned something from each of those.
You'll be the one doing the dumping in 3 of those situations, and you'll cry after 2 of them.
Oh,
me.
Crying.
My poor heart.
It hurts. Mypoorheart.com. What's behind the scab?
Don't force the clips.
My heart.
He's not even ready. Go to the next story, quick.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't even looking for that.
Good.
30% of single people have given up finding their soulmate. They're done trying.
Oh, what percent?
30% of single people have
given
up.
Right there, he's given up.
I've heard quite a few people who are just over it. Like, man, I've been looking and it is just not happening.
Hooman actively avoids it. He's not
even
looking, right? He's just...
I just love my freedom, my lack of responsibility.
Doesn't your mommy want some grandchildren, though?
That's not a reason enough to do
she
it.
She just celebrated another birthday.
She sure did.
Wouldn't you love to have a child? You love children.
Well, the child part isn't the... It's the person who's going to be... Who's the moody one.
Oh, is that the woman? The woman is the moody one? So you're... Because you're never moody. That is true.
Vinny?
Woman.
Vinny?
You want to follow up with that?
I'm not going to. Let
it's
Sarah.
It's Friday.
Let Sarah do that.
I've been framed. It wasn't me.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. It's always fun. Wow. Here's a couple. I just watched the Friday montage on The Looking Glass for the first time, and I have to say it's exponentially better.
Yeah.
I already love the radio version, but Hooman's dancing plus Vinny's disinterest are just hilarious. LMAO.
Vinny is just waiting for it to be over. There's
no
question.
I've never realized that Hooman dances because I can't see him.
Oh, yeah. Hooman goes.
Totally
does. He does the make it rain on them hoes.
And then he just does the back and forth white boy dance.
Right.
Yeah. Well, his back hurts him, you know? Oh, my God. The timing of it is always bad. But the music is always good.
You let us know when you want it next time.
All right. You got it. Back over to you, Vinny.
Bryn needs to make the Friday Jam a playlist on Spotify. I need this always.
Oh.
That's an idea.
Yeah, it's a good one. We can put all the past entries in
that
there.
I'll forget about in 5 minutes.
Is it a good idea or a bad idea?
It's an idea.
Great idea.
415 goes, oh my god. When Vaughn cut from Yuzi to Gooman, my
Gooman.
It hurt my little fella. Ouch. Watching Yuzi dance, and then there's Gooman.
Gabuna.
It hurt his What's little Gabuna? Fella.
It's like Gabbana.
What's coming up in the trash? Sarah.
The new music, Vincent.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.